Okay, so, you've sent us some really interesting stuff for us to kind of dig into today.
Yeah.
And it's all about the lab work offered by Aqua Vitae.
Right.
So, I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But what we want to do today is really cut through all the technical jargon
Yeah.
and figure out, what's in there that's really valuable for you listening,
Absolutely.
to help you understand what these tests
Yeah.
can actually tell you about your health,
Right.
right? So we're not just going to be, like reading off the names of tests.
Yeah.
We're going to try to figure out what the measurements actually mean.
Exactly.
Like what do they reveal about what's going on inside your body?
Yes.
And, and how can you use that information to, be proactive
Absolutely.
about your health?
I think what's so cool about this is that it's not about
Right.
like waiting until something goes wrong.
Right.
It's about this kind of like forward-thinking approach
Yes.
where you're using testing to optimize your well-being. So it's
Right.
about like really feeling your best,
Yeah.
not just
Not
like,
just surviving,
not
huh?
just avoiding
Yeah,
illness.
like thriving.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, let's kind of jump into this.
Okay.
And the first thing they talk about is this complete blood count
Right.
or the
A
CBC.
CBC.
When you hear blood count, you think, oh, that's pretty basic.
Yeah.
But like, what is it actually measuring? What
So
does it tell us?
the CBC is like the cornerstone of blood testing.
Okay.
It really gives you a broad overview of your blood health,
Okay.
and it's literally counting the different types of cells in your blood.
Okay.
So you've got your red blood cells. Those are the ones that carry oxygen throughout your body.
Okay.
White blood cells, which are like the warriors of your immune system,
Okay.
and platelets, which are really important for blood clotting. It also measures hemoglobin, which is the protein in red blood cells that actually carries the oxygen, and hematocrit, which is the proportion of your blood that's made up of red blood cells.
So if any of those numbers are off,
Yeah.
what kind of signals might your body be sending? Like, what if my red blood cell count is low?
So if your red blood cells are low,
Oh, uh-huh.
and that often goes along with low hemoglobin and hematocrit,
Right.
that can point to anemia.
Okay.
And the thing that you might experience with that is fatigue.
Okay.
You just feel tired all the time.
Yeah.
If your white blood cell count is high, that often means that your body is fighting off an infection
Okay.
or dealing with some inflammation.
I see.
And then if you have issues with your platelets, that can hint at problems with your blood clotting.
Okay.
So, it seems basic, this
Yeah.
test,
Yeah.
but it actually offers really crucial clues
Okay.
about your overall blood health.
Right.
And it can help you pinpoint potential underlying issues. Like you
That's
said, if you're feeling fatigued or if you tend to get sick a lot.
Yeah, if you're getting every cold that comes around. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. So that's kind of like the first line
Yeah.
assessment,
But
first
it's,
tip.
yeah.
Yeah. And then it looks like the next one that we have here is the comprehensive metabolic panel
Right.
or the CMP.
CMP.
So this one sounds like it's a little bit broader.
Yeah. It definitely expands our view.
Yeah.
The CMP looks at a whole bunch of different chemical substances in your blood,
Okay.
and it gives us insights into your metabolism.
Okay.
So it includes things like your blood sugar, also known as glucose,
Okay. Yeah.
electrolytes like sodium and potassium,
Okay.
and markers of your kidney and liver function.
So, like, it's assessing your body's processing centers.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Like, how well are things running?
So, what can we learn from all these different measurements?
Right.
Like, for instance, how does blood sugar tie into how we feel?
So your blood sugar is basically a direct indicator of how your body is processing glucose, which is your primary source of energy. So if you're having consistent imbalances there, you might be experiencing energy crashes,
Okay.
or it could be an early sign of insulin resistance or even diabetes.
Got it.
Electrolytes are really important for maintaining fluid balance
Okay.
and making sure that your nerves and muscles are working properly. So if you have abnormalities there, you might feel dehydrated
Okay.
or even experience muscle weakness.
Okay.
And then the kidney and liver function tests
Yeah.
give us a picture of how well your body is filtering waste products
Okay.
and detoxifying. So if you're, if those are off,
Yeah.
it can impact your overall energy and
Right.
well-being.
So like if I'm feeling that like 3 o'clock slump
Yeah.
or just like kind of blah, the
Exactly.
CMP could give me some answers.
Could give you some clues, yeah.
Okay, cool. So then we have the lipid panel.
Okay.
And this one I think a lot of people associate with heart health.
Right.
It's looking at cholesterol, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the lipid panel measures the different types of fats in your blood.
Right.
And those include your total cholesterol,
your
HDL cholesterol, which is often called the good cholesterol.
Right.
Your LDL cholesterol, the bad cholesterol.
Yeah.
And then your triglycerides.
And these are all important for, you know, assessing my risk for heart disease.
Exactly.
Right.
These are key factors in cardiovascular disease.
Yeah. And it's not just about, like, the total number, right? Like,
right.
I feel like I remember reading somewhere that it's like the ratios
between
these different types of cholesterol that are important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, for example, the balance between your HDL and your LDL is really crucial.
Okay.
So if you have higher levels of HDL, that's generally protective.
Okay.
But if you've got high LDL and high triglycerides, that can contribute to that buildup of plaque in your arteries.
Okay.
So this panel is really important for understanding your long-term cardiovascular health.
Right. So even if I feel fine now, this is like...
It's about looking ahead.
Looking ahead.
Yeah. And taking proactive steps.
Yeah. And figuring out, you know, am I vulnerable
exactly
to any of this stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah. So then there's the hemoglobin A1C.
Okay.
Or the HbA1C.
The HbA1C.
And this one's interesting because it's like looking back in time.
Yes, it is.
Right.
It's like a little time machine for your blood sugar.
So unlike a regular blood sugar test where it's just like at that moment, this is giving us an average over time.
Exactly. So it's giving you an average of your blood sugar levels over the past 2 to 3 months.
Wow.
And it does this by measuring the percentage of hemoglobin in your red blood cells that has glucose attached to it.
Okay, so it's like a report card for my blood sugar.
Yes.
Like over a longer period.
Exactly.
So how is that useful?
So it's really valuable for screening for insulin resistance,
okay,
prediabetes, and type 2 diabetes because it reflects your average blood sugar over time.
Yeah.
It can reveal patterns
that a single fasting glucose test might miss.
I see.
So, for example, you might have normal fasting glucose levels, but still have an elevated HbA1c, meaning that your blood sugar is consistently higher after meals.
I see.
So this gives you a much clearer picture of your long-term metabolic health and any potential risks that you might be facing.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so next up is the thyroid panel.
Okay.
And, you know, the thyroid is such a tiny little gland.
It is tiny but mighty.
Yeah, but it has such a huge influence
on,
like, so many bodily functions.
Absolutely.
Especially, like, energy levels and metabolism.
It's like the master controller of your metabolism.
Okay. So what does the thyroid panel typically measure?
So typically it measures what's called thyroid-stimulating hormone, or TSH.
Okay.
And that's actually produced by your pituitary gland.
Okay.
And it signals the thyroid to get to work.
Got it. Yeah.
It also measures the active thyroid hormones, free T3 and free T4.
Okay.
So we're looking at both the signal.
And what the thyroid is actually producing.
And what do these specific measurements tell us about how my thyroid's functioning?
So your TSH level is often the first clue that something might be off with your thyroid.
Okay.
So if your TSH is high, that usually suggests an underactive thyroid or hypothyroidism.
Okay.
And that means your thyroid isn't producing enough hormones.
I see.
Now, if your TSH is low, that can indicate an overactive thyroid or hyperthyroidism.
Got it.
And then the free T3 and free T4,
those
are the actual hormones that are doing the work.
Okay.
So they influence your energy levels, your metabolism, your heart rate, even your mood.
So if I'm experiencing, like, you know, unexplained fatigue or weight changes or mood swings.
Yeah.
This is a panel that could be really helpful.
Yeah. It's a good place to start.
Okay, cool. So it's really amazing how these, like, you know, kind of vague symptoms can sometimes be traced back to this one little gland.
Absolutely.
All right. So next we've got vitamin and nutrient testing. And this is looking at, like, you know, those key micronutrients that we need to thrive.
Right. Those essential building blocks.
Yeah.
So this panel often looks at things like vitamin B12, folate, which is also known as vitamin B9.
Okay.
And vitamin D.
And these aren't things that our body produces.
Right.
Right.
We need to get them from our diet or from supplements.
Okay. So let's start with B12.
Okay.
What is its primary role, and, like, what happens if I'm low in B12?
So B12 is crucial for nerve function, red blood cell formation, and DNA synthesis.
Okay.
So if your levels are low,
you
might experience fatigue,
brain
fog, difficulty concentrating, and in severe cases, even nerve damage.
Wow.
This is a really important one to check, especially for people who are vegetarian or vegan.
Okay.
Because B12 is primarily found in animal products.
Okay. Good to know. And then what about folate or B9?
So folate is really important for cell growth and division and also for the formation of red blood cells. Okay. So if you're deficient in folate, you can develop anemia.
Okay.
And it's also been linked to an increased risk of cardiovascular problems.
Really?
It's particularly important for women of childbearing age.
Got it.
To make sure they have adequate folate levels.
Okay. And then finally, we've got vitamin D.
Ah, yes. The sunshine vitamin.
The sunshine vitamin.
Yeah. We hear so much about vitamin D these days.
Yeah. It's like constantly in the news.
Right.
So what's the deal with vitamin D?
So vitamin D is really important for calcium absorption,
uh-huh.
which is obviously essential for strong bones.
Right.
But it also plays a role in immune function.
Okay.
Mood regulation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's even some research suggesting it might help prevent chronic diseases.
Wow.
Low levels are really common.
Yeah.
And they can contribute to fatigue, muscle aches,
yeah.
increased susceptibility to infections,
mm-hmm.
and even moodiness.
So, you know, these three nutrients, B12, folate, and vitamin D.
Yeah.
Sounds like they really are foundational.
They're like the foundation
for how we feel.
Exactly. And testing can really reveal
yeah.
if you have any deficiencies mm-hmm. that might be contributing to, you know, not feeling your best.
Right. Like if I'm just not feeling like myself.
Exactly.
Maybe it's one of these things.
It could be.
Okay, cool. All right. So now let's talk about hormones.
Okay.
And specifically the women's panel.
Yes.
This seems like a really intricate area.
It is.
Where it's looking at several different hormones.
Right. So this panel typically includes estradiol.
Okay.
Which is one of the main types of estrogen.
Uh-huh.
Testosterone.
Okay.
And they measure both the total testosterone and the free testosterone.
Okay.
It also includes sex hormone binding globulin, or SHBG.
Okay.
DHEAS.
Uh-huh.
And cortisol.
So those are a lot of hormones.
Yeah, it's a pretty comprehensive panel.
What are all these hormones, like, doing in my body?
So all of these hormones act as messengers okay. throughout your body, and they influence a wide range of functions.
So it's like a communication system.
And exactly, yeah.
So let's start with estradiol.
Okay.
What is its main role?
So estradiol is the main estrogen in women,
uh-huh.
and it plays a really crucial role in reproductive health.
Okay.
But it also affects your mood, your energy levels, your bone health,
okay.
even your cardiovascular health.
So it's not just about reproduction.
No, it's involved in a lot of different systems.
Got it.
So imbalances in estradiol
yeah.
can show up as mood swings, fatigue, changes in libido, and menstrual irregularities.
Okay, so lots of different things. And
yeah.
the testosterone, you know, people often think of that as a male hormone.
Right.
But it's important for women, too.
Absolutely.
Right.
So in women, testosterone contributes to energy levels,
uh-huh.
muscle mass, bone density, and libido.
So if my testosterone is low,
yeah,
I might feel fatigued or like I don't have any muscle tone.
Exactly.
Or my libido might be lower.
Yeah, all of those things.
Okay.
And like I said, they measure both total testosterone and free testosterone.
Yep.
Because free testosterone is the kind that's actually available for your body to use.
Got it.
And SHBG can actually bind to testosterone.
Okay.
So if you have high levels of SHBG, you might have less free testosterone.
Okay, so that's why they measure both.
Exactly.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what about DHEAS and cortisol?
So DHEAS is kind of like a master hormone.
Okay.
It's a precursor hormone that your body can convert into other hormones.
Okay.
Including testosterone and estrogen.
Uh-huh.
So it plays a role in your energy and your overall hormonal balance.
Got it.
And then cortisol is often called the stress hormone.
Right.
It's essential for regulating your stress response.
Uh-huh.
But if your cortisol levels are chronically high or chronically low,
yeah.
that can really impact your sleep, your weight, your energy levels, even your immune function.
So this is kind of giving us a snapshot of my whole hormonal system.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
It's like looking at the whole ecosystem.
And how it's all kind of, you know, working together.
Uh-huh. Right. And how imbalances might be contributing to different symptoms.
Yeah. Okay. And then the final thing we have in this initial overview.
Yeah.
is inflammation and cardiovascular markers.
Right.
Which sounds like it's going beyond just the typical cholesterol check.
Yes. It's a deeper dive. So this panel looks at markers like high sensitivity C-reactive protein or CRPHS,
uh-huh.
apolipoprotein B,
okay.
and homocysteine.
And those aren't always included in like a regular physical.
Right. They're not always part of the standard workup.
So what do these things tell us?
So CRPHS is a marker of inflammation in your arteries.
Okay.
And if that's elevated,
uh-huh.
it can indicate increased risk of heart disease.
Okay.
Even if your cholesterol levels are normal.
I see.
Apolipoprotein B is a protein that's involved in transporting cholesterol.
Oh.
And there's some research suggesting that it might actually be a more accurate predictor
okay.
of heart disease risk than just looking at your LDL cholesterol alone.
Interesting.
And then homocysteine is an amino acid. And if the levels of homocysteine are elevated in your blood,
yeah.
that's been linked to an increased risk of blood clot, stroke, and other cardiovascular issues.
Okay, so it's really about getting a more complete picture.
Exactly.
Than you would from just like a standard cholesterol test.
It's about looking beyond the basics.
Okay, great. So now we're going to move into this diving deeper section.
Okay.
Where they really talk about why understanding these tests really matters.
Right.
And they kind of revisit some of these key areas.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one is vitamins and nutrients.
Right back to the basics.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit more about why these vitamins are so important.
So it basically goes back to what we were talking about before with B12 folate and vitamin D and how they play these really crucial roles in so many areas.
Okay.
Like energy production, cognitive function, immune support, mood regulation, and the health of your nerves, your heart, your bones.
So it's not just like, you know, one little thing. It's like all of these things.
They're essential for overall well-being.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the next thing they talk about is blood health and oxygen levels.
Okay.
And they emphasize how, you know, our blood is like this crucial delivery system.
Right. It's like the transportation network.
In our body.
Of your body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how do these tests help us understand that?
So it reiterates the CBC
uh-huh.
as that initial kind of overview of your blood cell health.
Okay.
And then it specifically highlights iron and ferritin.
Okay.
So low iron is a really common cause of fatigue
uh-huh.
because iron is a key component of hemoglobin,
right.
which is what carries oxygen throughout your body.
Right.
Ferritin is actually the storage form of iron.
Okay.
So checking both of those gives you a more complete picture of your iron status.
Got it.
And your body's ability to deliver oxygen effectively.
Okay, great. And then there's a section on liver function.
Yes, the liver.
Yeah.
Such an important organ.
It really is. And they talk about how it's involved in detoxification
mm-hmm.
And even hormone processing.
Right. The liver is like the body's main processing plant.
Yeah.
It's responsible for filtering toxins, metabolizing medications,
yeah.
producing bile, which helps you digest fats.
Uh-huh.
And it even plays a role in hormone production and regulation.
Okay.
So if your liver isn't functioning optimally.
Yeah.
It can impact your energy levels, your digestion, your skin.
Wow.
A lot of different things.
So many things.
Yeah.
And they mention all these markers like bilirubin liver enzymes.
Yeah.
ALP,
mm-hmm.
AST, ALT, and total protein and albumin.
Right. So all of these markers can give us clues about how well your liver is functioning.
Okay.
For example, elevated liver enzymes can be a sign of inflammation or damage to the liver cells.
Okay.
And changes in protein levels can indicate nutritional deficiencies or other underlying conditions.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they talk about heart health and inflammation again.
Yes, back to the heart.
Yeah. And they're really emphasizing the importance of early detection. And they highlight those key markers, CRPHs for arterial inflammation.
Right.
Apolipoprotein B for assessing heart disease risk.
Mm-hmm.
And homocysteine for its link to blood clots and, you know, all that stuff.
Exactly. So it's about getting that comprehensive view
yeah.
of your cardiovascular health.
Okay. And then there's a section on thyroid and metabolism.
Right.
And they go a little deeper there,
yeah.
talking about TSH-free T3, free T4.
Yeah.
But they also mention thyroid antibodies.
Yes.
Like anti-TPO and anti-PKI.
Right.
What are those and why are they important?
So thyroid antibodies can help us identify autoimmune thyroid diseases.
Okay.
Like Hashimoto's thyroiditis,
uh-huh.
which is where your body's immune system is actually attacking your thyroid gland.
Wow.
And this is actually a common underlying cause of hypothyroidism.
I see.
So testing for these antibodies can really help us figure out what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then they also talk about cortisol and DHEAS again.
Right.
In the context of their impact on sleep, weight, and the body's ability to recover from stress.
Right, because cortisol is that stress hormone.
Yeah.
So if your cortisol levels are out of whack,
yeah.
it can really affect your sleep.
Right.
Your energy levels, your ability to lose weight or gain weight, all yeah. sorts of things.
And they also mention glucose and A1C again.
Yes.
For understanding how our body processes sugar.
Right.
And the risk of diabetes or insulin resistance.
Exactly.
So again, it's like showing how all of these different systems are connected.
Yes. Everything is interconnected.
Yeah. Okay. And then they talk about hormones and wellness.
Okay.
And really how hormones are influencing, you know, everything from our mood and our energy
right.
to our sleep and even our libido and how we perform physically.
Exactly. Hormones affect so many different aspects of our lives.
Yeah. So what are some of the key takeaways there?
So it goes back to what we were talking about before with total and free testosterone and how it's important for energy and maintaining muscle mass, even in women. Mm. And if your levels are low, you might experience fatigue or decreased muscle tone.
Okay.
And then they also talk about SHBB again and how that can affect the availability of testosterone.
Right, right.
And then they reiterate the importance of estradiol for mood, cognitive function, and reproductive health.
Yeah.
And how imbalances can really affect those areas.
Okay. And then finally, they talk about kidney function and hydration.
Right.
Which that seems so basic.
It is basic, but it's crucial because your kidneys are responsible for filtering waste products from your blood.
Right.
Regulating your blood pressure.
Uh-huh.
And maintaining that fluid balance in your body.
Yeah.
So it's really important to make sure that your kidneys are functioning properly.
Yeah. And what are some of the tests that they use to assess kidney function?
So they mention creatinine and BUN,
okay.
which are waste products that are filtered out by your kidneys.
Okay.
So if those levels are high in your blood, it can indicate that your kidneys aren't working as efficiently as they should. They also talk about electrolytes like sodium, potassium, and chloride, which are really important for nerve and muscle function.
Right.
And also for maintaining proper hydration.
Yeah.
So if your electrolyte levels are off, you might experience things like muscle cramps, fatigue, or even confusion.
So it sounds like AquaVitae's approach is really about, you know, getting this comprehensive overview.
Yes.
Of all of these different systems
so
that you can kind of proactively manage your health.
Exactly.
Instead of just waiting until something goes wrong.
It's about prevention and optimization.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, they also have a really important section for you, the listener.
Absolutely.
Called What May Impact Blood Test Results.
Right. Because it's important to understand that there are things that can affect your results.
Right. Like if I go in and I just had a huge breakfast.
Exactly.
That might affect my blood sugar.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So one of the most important things is fasting, especially for tests like your glucose and your lipid panel.
Okay.
If you eat or drink anything other than water before those tests, it can really alter the results.
Okay.
Another thing is medications.
Okay.
So both prescription and over-the-counter medications, as well as supplements, can influence different blood test values.
Okay.
So it's really important to let your doctor know about everything that you're taking.
All my pills.
Yes, all your pills, all your supplements, everything.
Make sure they're interpreting my results correctly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Even exercise.
Really?
Yes.
So if I you know, go for a run right before I get my blood drawn.
Yeah. If you do some intense exercise right before your blood test, that can temporarily affect certain markers.
Okay.
Like your glucose and your electrolytes.
Okay.
So it's best to avoid strenuous activity.
Got it.
For at least a few hours before your test.
Okay.
And then hydration is also important.
Okay. So if I'm dehydrated.
Yeah. That can affect things.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So both dehydration and overhydration can impact the concentration of different components in your blood.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
And then of course, you know, things like alcohol consumption and smoking.
Right. Those lifestyle factors.
Yeah. Can affect, you know, my liver enzymes.
Yeah.
My blood cell counts.
Exactly.
Text, all this stuff.
Yeah. They can have both short-term and long-term effects.
Yeah. Okay. And then finally, they specifically mention diabetes.
Right.
And how that can have a direct impact on, you know, glucose levels and related tests.
Exactly. So if you have diabetes, it's important to manage your blood sugar levels carefully.
Right.
And to let your doctor know.
Yeah.
So they can interpret your test results appropriately.
Okay. So, you know, we've talked about a lot of different tests.
Yeah. It's a lot of information.
But, you know, bringing it all back to you, the listener.
Right. Host speaker.